Pep, but congratulations. I think as impressive as any win that you've achieved this season.
Yeah, especially for the quality of football that the players managed to display today. A huge step forward what we want to be. The fact that we had Fran not available and Robo not available, and still we have two more injuries during the game, it proves how the whole team believes in what we're doing, that the game turns very difficult, but we step in, we keep believing, we keep playing our football, we keep going, and in the end we get a fantastic result. And I'm very delighted for all the players, and it's a massive credit for them, because the game was very difficult.
There was a goal threat throughout, particularly second half. Jacques had hit the bar. The quality of Jeremy's free kick, the likes of which we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, Jeremy has this kick. We've been working, Craig Gardner's been working a lot with him and with Fran, and as well with Josh, preparing some free kicks and direct and indirect ones, and it's good that it pays off. Jeremy has this strike, and on that mid-distance, it's perfect, because it's a very difficult kick for the goalkeeper.
You mentioned Josh there. In for his first start, you knew that getting an hour out of him might be as much as you did. In that hour, he produced an outstanding performance.
Yes, absolutely. It helped for two reasons, because we wanted to have an offensive midfielder next to Ivan without it being Jude. That allowed Jude to go up the pitch where we think it could be more effective. We've been preparing Jude, and I think now he knows enough the league, knows enough the team, and stepping him a little bit. And for that game, I think we thought it would suit him very well. And Josh helped us massively on our build-ups, because if you compare it to our games against Millwall, where we struggled a little bit to get that ball from our back into the midfield and get forward, Josh had this role today, and I think accomplished it very well.
The substitutions in the first half could have made life a little bit difficult and probably cost you 10 minutes of flow, but Wes Harding and Jacques Magoma made a great contribution once they came on.
Yes, absolutely. We had a lot of options, to be fair, for Wes, because when that happens with Jake, we know that it's not the best position for Wes to go into the left centre-back. So we considered playing him as a right-back, moving Maxine to the left, get Christian in there, but we thought, well, in the end of the day, we want to solve one problem, we don't want to get more. I think it was not easy for Wes. He had to adapt to that position, but I think he did fantastic. It was difficult task, because the two strikers were very, very physical, and he could be understretched, but I think he anticipated very well. He held his position very well. He worked very well with Steve Harley, and it just proves that everyone in this team is contributing, and whenever the moment comes, they're ready. And for me, it's another point that I feel proud for him. I think Jacques Magoma as well, I think he did very well in Huddersfield. Today, it was a big test, because the game was unsettled when he came in, and he's a completely different player than Dan. But actually, that's the beauty of this game, that he managed to contribute, to express himself, being himself, and I think he helped us a lot in creating a lot of problems to Reading.
You told me this week that Alvaro is convinced he can score plenty of goals at this level. That's another important goal just to seal the game today, that third goal.
Yes, we know that. Look, we are a team that when we score one goal, we want to go for the second one, and we have the second one, we want to go to the third one. Possibly, depends on how the game goes, we are flexible, we're versatile, and the way that you go chasing a goal is a little bit different, depending of course on the scoreline. But I'm very pleased for Alvaro to score goals, because in the end of the day, strikers, it's very important for them, you know. And it's about us to be able to provide a good training, good confidence, and a good play, a good football for the chances to score. And I think Juki as well, when he come on, he read the game perfectly, achieved, and I think he was very close as well to score. Will have been a fantastic goal on the turn, so both very good, very good.
Just finally, obviously the two injured players, what's the news on Jake and Dan?
Dan, it looks like a mild inflammation in the hamstring. I'm not much worried about it. Probably a little rest to settle and then scan it and then see. Maybe we don't even need a scan, we'll have to see, because he's strong in that area, Dan. And with Jake, you know, he dislocated his shoulder. The doctors and the assistants and the medical staff here at the ground, our staff and their staff, very good. They tried everything to get that shoulder back in. It was not possible, so he was taken to the hospital, and we need to see how the hospital get the shoulder back in, and then we'll see if it's been more damage on that shoulder. So it's a matter of wait and see now, but in these matters I'm always very, very confident, because I don't want to choose to be pessimistic, you know, so because Jake doesn't deserve it, he's strong, and I hope that he gets a very good recovery.